I think we got it at the 40-yard line. Guess who? Michael Stevens is able to track that down.
So there you go. There's the probability. So we've had five squib kicks, and the sixth one worked, right? So now BG has the ball at the Sydney 35-yard line or so, maybe 40-yard line. After five or six attempts, it works. So the probability is there. So as much as some of the players don't like it and some of the coaches don't like it, oh, kick the ball deep, there's proof.
Boy, if BG had scored right before the half there when they had that opportunity, and then they pulled this off, boy, they could be getting right back in this game. This is a big drive for them to start this third quarter. Ives is still in a QB and hangs in there, throws one over the middle. He's got Sherman again, complete, down inside the 15 to the 12. Great pass by Ives. He was waiting to get just crushed and was able to get it off just in time.
So I just got a text from Kimberly Matthews.
Wow.
She's listening, even though Liam is no longer. Thank you, Kimberly.
Yes, thank you.
We love you.
Yeah. I know we haven't seen much of the Matthews outside of the sports world these days. Usually football season means getting to see the whole family, so we miss that right now. But start of the third quarter, BG trying to march back in, and I'm sure head coach Jeff Matthews is hoping his defense can come up strong here. Here is Garrett Ives trying to run up the middle, and the Sydney defense is there, but I'm still able to gather up a couple of yards on first down, and he's inside of the 10-yard line.
So Bobcats have a little bit of momentum going here. Squib kick, get a first down. Now it's second down. Pickup of three or four on that play. So, you know, really, if you're the offensive coach here, all we need to do is get 3-4 yards of play. We don't need a big play every single time, but if we can get 3 or 4 yards of crack, that's all that we need to do.
So again, BG recovers an onside kick to start the third quarter, and now they are inside the 10-yard line. It's second down and about 8 to go. Here's Garrett Ives in the shotgun. Steps back, looking left, wants to throw, flushed out of the pocket. He's going to tuck it and run. He's brought down at about the 4-yard line here. Otherwise, it looked like he was going to scamper in as a tackle was made there by Danny Calkins.
So Calkins stayed home. He was the linebacker on this side, or maybe the cornerback on this side. Stayed at home, so his eyes cut back to the right. Calkins was right there in great position to make the tackle.
So here's a big third down for BG. Again, starting the second half, recovering the onside kick, trying to punch one in. It's about a third down and 5. If they can get the 5, they'll be in the end zone.
Danny Calkins was my quarterback, by the way, in second grade.
And we've been waiting
for third grade.
And here's a snap, and it's fumbled there by Ives. He picks it up and just tries to chuck it over the middle. Pass is incomplete. Going back to Danny Calkins, I thought maybe he would be their QB this year, speaking of that, but it's been Mosier.
So the way that I always did it is I took my 4 fastest kids and put them in the backfield and found out, is anybody left-handed? Okay, so you're going to be my left hand, my left halfback. Is anybody right-handed? You're going to be the other one. And of the 4 of you, who's the smartest? So you're my quarterback. I don't care if you can throw the ball or not. I need somebody that knows the snap count, knows what the plays are, knows who I'm handing the ball to. You're going to be my quarterback. So I asked the kids, who's the fastest and who's the smartest? They all point to Danny. Okay, Danny, you're the quarterback.
So here's a key fourth down, about a 4th and 5 for BG with 9:55 to go in the third quarter. BG's going to throw into the back corner of the end zone, and I believe that is good for a touchdown. Onto that far side for Michael Stevens, and that's a big one for the Bobcats to make it 28-12.
Stevens isn't limping now.
No, he got it out of the adrenaline pumping after a great throw by Ives. And right to that back pylon, he was able to haul it in.
So the adrenaline gets pumped. We get all excited. We do a corner route, and Ives throws it right over the top. A nice little rainbow, perfectly thrown. He was the only one. Stevens was the only one that was going to be able to catch it.
And on a fourth down, they go with the pass, and they find a way to get it done. And they're going to go for 2 here. They trail 28-12, 9:49 to go in this third quarter. Here's Ives in the shotgun, calling out the signal here, gets the snap, looks over the middle. Pressure is coming. Ives gets it off just in time, but throws it into the dirt, and it is incomplete. So we'll take a break. 9:49 to go in the third after the BG touchdown. It's Sydney 28 and BG 12. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
9:49 to go in the third. It's Sydney 28 and BG 12 after that touchdown pass on fourth down from Garrett Ives to Michael Stevens. So BG's in this game. Ed, do they dare go for another one here?
Of course. Yeah. I mean,
do it until it doesn't work.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's what I said before. When we run a play, if I'm running a play and I'm getting 5 yards, I'm going to run and run and run that play until you stop it.
So here we go. Let's see if what they decide to do here, and yes,
same
they're going to try another one. It's going to bounce
exactly
through.
Same thing.
Hey, we do have a flag. It rolls out of bounds at the 40, but boy, Stevens was within inches.
It was exactly the same thing. He just couldn't get to the ball before it went out of bounds. So, I don't know. It's so exciting for me to sit up here and watch. Okay, and they're doing exactly what I said that I would do. Right? So if I'm running through the A-gap, I'm going to continue to run through the A-gap until you stop me. So if I'm doing an onside kick, I'm going to continue to do an onside kick until you stop me.
I really thought Stevens was going to get that one again.
He almost did.
He was right there. And so Sydney is going to start on their own 41-yard line, going right to left. Again, they're in the gray with the gray pants, the gray helmet here tonight. BG's going to jump off, so we'll have a flag. They're with the white tops, the gray pants, and the navy blue helmets here tonight. So I do believe the Bobcats jumped. 9:49 to go in the third. It's Sydney 28, BG 12.
So the Warriors have a habit of going on one, snap count of on one. Obviously, that one was on two.
And so this is going to march Sydney up to about the 46-yard line. So a first down and about five to go for the Warriors. Waiting for the snap here. Mosier, oh boy, and I think BG jumped again.
Didn't cross the line.
Didn't cross the line. It was close. First down and five to go here. So Sydney changing some things up. They'll go to Mosier. Hand off to Harrington. Runs through the pile and into BG territory across the Sydney S over the 45 to the 44. Move those chains.
Great run right up through the A gap, right up the middle, right behind the left guard. He had the right guard pulled and had a nice block on the defensive tackle of the Bobcats. Right up through the A-gap, he had a lead. The fullback was the lead blocker, gain of 10 or 12.
Mosier standing right on the Sydney S at midfield, a first down and 10, as this is Sydney going right to left. They lead 28-12 with 9:15 to go here in the third quarter. A run to the right side is good again for Harrington, good for a first down, across the 40 to the 35 to about the 34.
And so here we go. What are we talking about? We're talking about running the play until they stop it. So we're running A-gap. The A-gap is the gap between the center and the guard, either the left guard or the right guard. So we're running A-gap. We ran the A-gap to the left. Now we just ran the A-gap to the right. Let's keep running it until they can stop it.
First and 10 now for Sydney. Again, Mosier's going to tuck it this time. Goes to the left, wants to throw, and he does. It's incomplete to Kevin McEwen. Mosier had to let that one go just maybe a touch early as BG was coming with Parker Finch on the pressure.
Well, and that was a tough throw. He's rolling out to his right, and in order for a right-handed quarterback to make that throw, you've got to get your shoulders turned up. You got to get your left shoulder kind of turned up the field. And so when I'm running, my left shoulder is actually pointed in the wrong direction. So I've got to get my torso turned around so that I can make that throw. And he didn't quite get all the way around, and because he wasn't able to get all the way around, he threw it a little wide left.
So this will be a second down and 10 to go here for Sydney. They're at the BG 35-yard line. Hand off to Harrington. Cuts back to the inside across the 30. Going to be very close to a first down and to about the 25 here for the Sydney Warriors and Zach Harrington.
So I haven't watched enough Sydney games to really know, but whoever the guards are, both those guards pulled right that time. They're quick. They're quick. So this offense that Sydney runs, you've got to have some pretty athletic linemen.
So here is Sydney on a third down and short. They're going to tuck it and run with Mosier again to that left wing side. Gets to the outside to the 10 to the 5. Mosier stays on his feet. He's in for a Sydney touchdown. Avoids the tackle with 8:13 to go here in the third quarter. A touchdown for Peyton Mosier.
So what set that play up is the linebackers are taught to key the guards. to key the people that are pulling. Both of Sydney's offensive guards pulled to the right. Where did Mosier run? He ran to the left. So the offensive guards are pulling to the right. The Bobcats linebackers see them pulling to the right. They're going to go that same direction. And so they cleared the linebackers out without even having to be blocked. So Mosier kept the ball, came over here to the left. A couple people were at home, but he was fast enough to be able to elude them and get into the end zone.
Mosier, we've seen him do it a couple times tonight. Turn that corner, turn the jets on, and kept it going.
Oh.
And we're going to have a flag on the play here. It would have been a QB keeper for Mosier. That was going to be a false start there against Sydney Warriors.
So we'll probably change the play here. I wouldn't be surprised to see this a pass maybe to the corner or maybe a wheel route pass. I doubt that they're going to run, although I don't know who just came into the game, but that's usually an indication of the type of...
Yeah, Danny Calkins coming back in.
Okay.
So we'll see what they decide to do as they back him up just a little bit here. Here's Mosier.
My money's on a pat. There
he's going to throw over the middle and 2-point conversion.
No, that hit the ground.
Oh, they're saying that's a catch there for Rowe.
2-point conversion.
Wow. 2-point conversion is good. And so Sydney makes it 36-12 with 8:12 to go in this third quarter against BG. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, it's Nate Lowell, Ed Curley with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. If you're listening online, that's courtesy of SFCU. Our score now is Sydney 36 and BG 12. Friday Night Lights here at Alumni Field on the turf in Sydney. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios as well. He's our in-game producer.
It's good to hear Jim's voice.
Yes, it is.
I haven't heard Jim's voice in years.
So Jim is helping us out here tonight, as he always does. Here's Sydney kicking it long here, Ed. And BG's going to have to chase this one all the way down to about the 15, and they're going to fall on it there with Sherman. And that is where BG will start this drive.
Sherman was in no hurry to get down on that ball either, so I'm not really sure what his intent was, but he waited to the last second before he downed that ball.
Of course, Sherman had that spectacular catch over the middle down here in the first half, probably one of the highlights of this game. So we'll see what the BG offense can dial up here with just over 8 minutes to go in the third quarter and Sydney leading 36-12.
Well, I think we're going to hand this off to the back, run behind Warner, see if we can get through the B gap here and maybe get 3 or 4 yards.
And so Ives will continue to be at QB here tonight for BG. He came in on that second drive of the game, and he's been there the rest of the way. Ives is going to throw to the right side. Pass is incomplete on first down.
So that was the Stevens, the intended receiver. He was open, but the pass was 2 or 3 yards short, and really Ives was under quite a bit of pressure, and he just had to get rid of the ball.
Tomorrow I won't be on the radio, but I will be over at Delhi. We'll be doing some Twitter updates as Delhi football hosts Harpersville Afton at 4 o'clock tomorrow. That should be one of the better games that we have seen so far in this spring football season. Both of those teams doing very, very well. No losses so far for either of those teams. I'm excited for that one. A lot of speed on that field tomorrow, and Delhi can just throw it all over.
What about Twitter updates for our canoe race tomorrow?
Well, we'll see if we can fit that in, too. How about that? Ives is going to throw over the middle, almost picked off there by Harrington, and the intended receiver was Sherman.
So thrown just a little bit behind Sherman. He was open. He could have perhaps made that catch if it was thrown a little bit more in front of him, but that'll bring up third down.
So BG trying to go to the air on that last play, incomplete, with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Sydney leading 36-12.
So we've run two plays, two passes, two incomplete passes, and so now it's third and 10 at our own 15-yard line. If we have to punt the ball, the best case scenario is we punt it to what, midfield? We need to get some yardage right here.
Ives drops back, looks to his left again, throws, and this one is incomplete. Again, it was closer to a Sydney player than it was to Michael Stevens. Fourth down coming.
Okay, so here we are. Now it's fourth and 10. And we're going to be punting. Why is the down marker moving on an incomplete pass? So it's fourth and 10 from our own 15. And we've got Mosier lining up to receive this punt at the 48-yard line. So three incomplete passes, and here we go with a punt.
So BG will be punting this away. I do have a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in just a minute for a game that started a little earlier today and has now gone final, as BG will be punting this one high up into the night sky. Great punt here for the Bobcats. Well over the head of Mosier, takes a BG bounce and is going to go to about the 30-yard line where Stevens will down it there. Very nice.
Cleared the 40-yard line on the fly, hit about the 36, and looks like they're going to down it at about the 30 or 31. So a very nice punt. So that's one of the better parts of the Bobcats' offense, I guess, and unfortunately, is their punter. But he's come to play, and every time that he's had to punt, he's done really well tonight.
A final score from up the road in Unitego. Some eight-man action tonight. Unitego, Franklin defeats UV 28-6. And so Unitego gets another victory. They have settled in very well to the eight-man game with Coach McCroney. So the Spartans get a win over the Storm here tonight. Here's Sydney on first down. A pass complete to Kevin McEwen. And he's into BG territory across the 40 to the 38 before he is brought down by Stevens there of BG, as well as Aiden Hawkins.
So Sydney likes to run out of that formation where we have twins to the left or twins to the right, and quite often they'll throw it to the wideout. So the slot receiver will go and make a block, and the wideout will be coming back toward the ball. And that's exactly what happened there. Nice catch, nice pickup, first down.
And so this will be a first down, and again, Sydney wants to run it up the middle with Harrington, and he's brought down at the 20, and just so much speed on the Sydney offense, it just starts to wear you down after a while.
It's just the offensive line. It's the defensive line for Sydney, too. So offensive, defensive line, they're simply overpowering or outpowering what the Bobcats can put up front tonight.
And so with 7 minutes to go in this third quarter, Sydney leads 36-12. Play coming in from the sideline here for the Warriors. And again, just a lot of speed, and the line has played very well tonight as well for the Sydney Warriors, and they're knocking on the door once again. And so this is Mosier setting up and barking out some signals here for Sydney on a first and 10 from just inside of the BG 20 as Sydney goes right to left. Mosier sprints out to the right side, to the 15, to the 10. Mosier looking for pay dirt. He is in for a Sydney Warriors touchdown. And Peyton Mosier's trying to do what he did last week again, Ed.
So that's another option that Mosier has. He can hand it to Harrington running up the middle. If the defensive end crashes and takes Harrington, then Mosier keeps the ball and runs to the outside. And it's all night long, Mosier's made the correct call from what I could see, depending on his read as that defensive end. If the defensive end stays on Mosier, he hands the ball off. If the defensive end goes with Harrington, he keeps the ball himself and runs to the outside.
Two-point conversion try here for Sydney. Mosier fakes the handoff, wants to keep it, wants to throw, now tucks it and runs, and he is in. The two-point conversion is good, and Sydney now leads 44-12 with 6:47 to go in this third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Summer is just around the corner. No matter if you prefer your fun with two, four, or more wheels, or if you prefer something a little more buoyant, you can get a jump on your next purchase with a recreation loan from SFCU. With low rates and flexible terms, you can spend your time planning your next adventure, not how you're going to pay for it. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
After a Peyton Mosier touchdown, that is his fourth running touchdown of the night here, fourth rushing touchdown for Sydney, the Warriors now lead BG 44-12 with 6:47 to go in this third quarter over Bainbridge-Guilford.
Squib kick?
I think so.
Let's go out on a limb.
Although they kind of kicked it deep last time.
I think that was a mistake. I think It turned out okay, but I think that was a mistake.
And so we'll see as the rain continues to fall here. So shout out to all the parents, all the fans that have been allowed into today's game, tonight's game, I should say, and are out here braving the elements as it continues to rain here at Alumni Field tonight.
I'll have to ask Mr. Carl, what are the requirements to get in? Two parents per,
yep,
per student?
Two per.
Right?
And there's the kick, goes down to about the 25 where BG is going to hold on to that one, so kind of an in-between kick there, Ed.
Two spectators per player.
Yes. Yep.
And is that standard? Is that...
That's what most schools are... I think every school that I cover right now is going with that. It's kind of been a rule that the section and the state have rolled out. And
I think they've loosened up, though. Hasn't the state loosened up a little bit? Maybe it's just easier to keep that as the rule. The season's almost over. Let's just keep it, not change it, even though the state might have loosened up a little bit.
And I think at this point, for at least the rest of the Fall 2 season, as we're calling it here, that seems to be the rule the rest of the way. And it's worked out well. Everywhere I've gone, it's been good, and the parents have been happy to get in and watch a couple of games. And here's a sack in the backfield as Ives is brought down. And that was Kevin McEwen coming around the corner.
So this is going to be, the season ends, what, next week?
Yeah, one more week.
Right, and it seems like the summer will be right here, and then we're starting workouts and whatnot for football all over again.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like going from your senior year in college to the pros, because you finish in December, or if you're lucky, maybe you finish in January, and then they start their OTAs, they start their outside training activities sometimes in March and sometimes in April. So a lot of these seniors coming out of college don't get much time off.
Here's a run to the outside, a sweep for Stevens, and he is into BG territory across the 50 to the 45. Mosier was able to track him down with that speed. Two speedy guys chasing each other down. When Stevens has gotten loose tonight, he has been able to make up some ground.
And now he's limping again. So,
yeah.
So Mosier made the tackle, and then he helped Stevens get up. So even though they're rivals at this point, they're still friends, and it looks like everybody's still getting along out there. We want to win, but we still want to be good sports about it.
Yeah, I think especially this spring, I have seen a lot of great sportsmanship. Everybody just seems so happy to be out there and playing again that I haven't seen any bad sportsmanship at all this spring on any of the games that I've covered. Everyone's just so thankful to be doing what they love again. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. It's Sydney 44 and BG 12. Ives throws over the middle looking for Sherman, but good coverage there by Sydney, and that was Alec Fogarty on the coverage.
A little overthrown, maybe 2 or 3 yards overthrown. But again, Ives was under quite a bit of pressure, so I've got to unload this ball. I've got to throw it quick. I've got to throw it downfield. If I'm going to make a mistake, I want to throw it long over the receiver, not short where it can be intercepted.
And so this will be BG with the ball at the 45-yard line. They're going left to right. They are in Sydney territory, and that rain continues to fall. It looks a little harder now, and so this will be a second down and 10 to go for the Bobcats.
This is the best place to watch a game,
yes,
up here in the press box.
Not bad, right? And so here is a second down and 10 for the Bobcats. Ives drops back. He's right at midfield, wants to throw another lofting ball to Stevens. It's completed the 30, and he's pushed out at about the 20-yard line by Mosier once again. Stevens doing a great job here tonight.
You know, he threw that pass off of his back foot, which, of course, you never want to do, because typically the coaches will say, you throw the pass off your back foot, you're looking for an interception, because you kind of loft it up in the air. You want to throw the ball off of your front foot as your body, your momentum, is going forward.
Timeout is taken here by the Sydney Warriors, so we'll step away for 30 seconds as well. 5:13 to go in the third quarter. It's Sydney 44 and BG 12 on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
your local sports leader. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. The timeout taken here by the Sydney Warriors, as it is Nate Lowell and Ed Curley with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A rainy night here in Sydney. We have this week of football and then next week as well before we wrap up the Fall 2 season, as they are calling it. And Sydney leads 44-12 with about 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
It really is a little strange to see a very sparsely populated sideline with parents.
Here's a flag on the play, and the handoff is to Stevens, and he's going to rumble his way in for a BG touchdown. We'll see if the flag is going to bring this one back, though. Another nice run by Stevens, but I think it might be coming back here.
Looks like maybe a false start.
Mm. And so, again, we've talked about it a couple times here tonight. BG makes a nice play, but some penalties have hurt them along the way here, and this one comes back once again.
Yeah, so I think the game's a lot closer than the score would dictate. So if you were to look at the score on your Twitter feed tomorrow, it's gonna look like Sydney dominated, and they are dominating, but I think it's a lot closer game than what the score looks.
Yeah, BG has had their chances, and I mean, you think about almost scoring right before the halftime break, a couple other chances in the first half, getting the onside kick. I mean, they have made a game of it here and just not cashed in as much as Sydney.
Speaking of Twitter, have you plugged your Twitter or your podcast?
No, I mean, of course, we're posting as many scores as we can every night on my Twitter page, at Nate Lull. You can also find that at WCDOsports.com. And, you know, right now it's just been crazy. We have, every night we have football scores, even during the week. That's been a different change. We got soccer, cross country, field hockey, volleyball. It is all right there. We're trying to get you all the scores from the surrounding three-county area here. Looks like we might have another timeout. Yeah, let's keep it right here.
Their play clock was down to zero.
BG has to call a timeout. So it has definitely been a busy last 6 weeks.
Football games on a Tuesday night or Wednesday night.
We've had football on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays.
Tim McGraw needs to sing a new song, the Friday Night Light song.
Yeah, last week we had football on. I went to a game Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and I could have gone Saturday, but we were covering something else. I think we did soccer last Saturday. It's been wacky, but it's been really good to see everybody back out there once again, and we'll transition into baseball, softball, track soon.
And so what about your podcast? What number are you up to now?
We just posted episode 120 today. We had Edmiston boys basketball and baseball coach Darren Belden on, and love Coach Belden. Great to chat with him. And so, yeah, 120 we're up to now.
Last time I asked you about your own.
Maybe we'll shoot for 150. I mean, maybe that's what I have to do.
You have to make the decision.
The episode with interviewing Nate. So out of the timeout, here's a first down. BG's going to throw again, looking for Stevens, broken up by Alec Fogarty, coming over to swat that away at the last second.
So pretty good throw into the right flat. It was in his hands, and Fogarty knocked it out.
Well, back to the podcast one last time. It is available on all podcast apps, so Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and you can also go to WCDOsports.com. There's the website link there as well. So it's very easy. Just hit play and go. It's a lot of fun. So here is a second down and about I would say about 15 to go here for BG. They're in Sydney territory at the 25-yard line. They're trying to go to the air once again, and this one is incomplete. Intended receiver on the play for BG was Nolan Hawkins.
Hawkins got turned around there a little bit, and I think that's the best protection that Ives has had all night long. He had enough time to find a receiver that was 10, 15 yards down the field. He just threw it behind him and got the receiver turned around.
BG has gone to the air a lot here in the second half, and this is the second time we've seen BG this season, and we saw him against Oneonta 2 weeks ago, and I'd say maybe they threw five passes total in that game, and they've gone to the air a lot here tonight.
Well, I think they realize that the offensive line is going to get beat by Sydney's defensive line, so running the ball isn't an option.
Here's Ives looking for Sherman on the far side, and it sails out of bounds, incomplete on third down. So with 4:40 to go in this third quarter, it's Sydney 44, BG 12. Bobcats trying not to stall out on this drive.
So here we have a fourth and long. at the Warriors 25. So we've got to get down, Bobcats got to get down to, what, the 10, 11, 12-yard line for a first down. They're at the 25. What do we call here? Another, I would guess, another pass play. The one that came across the middle early in the first quarter, I think, to Stevens. Let's look for that across the middle.
I was going to say, let's see if they go to Stevens. Mosier is blanketing him on the cover. Just is picked off. They tried to go to Hawkins on the near side, and this is Zach Harrington with the pick. He's out to the 30. Lost the ball, though. It's loose on the turf, and looks like PG came back up with it at the 29-yard line.
Okay.
Wow. So the INT there by Harrington, he tried to run it back out from the 10. He got out to about the 30, was stripped, and BG recovered. Unbelievable.
So what the end result is the Bobcats lose 3 yards, but get a first down.
So that's
a trivia question. How do you lose 3 yards on a 4th and 15? You lose 3 yards, but yet you end up with a 1st and 10.
If that was on a board, I don't know if I would come up with that one right away. That would be a tough one, but BG just made it happen there. So, again, BG now with a first down. They throw an INT. Sydney fumbles, and BG gets it back. They're at the 30-yard line. They're going to pitch it to Stevens on the right side. He tries to turn the corner. Does work his way across the 25 to the 24. Kind of made something out of nothing there.
And as we've been talking about the entire game, the defensive line and the linebackers for the Warriors are just very aggressive, and they're very good at staying home and doing their job. So we strung the Warriors strung that out. Picked up 5 yards, though, the Bobcats did, so not a bad play, really, on either part.
Clock is moving here with Sydney leading 44-12. With 3:50 to go in the third quarter, and BG on the march once again, down to the 25-yard line, going left to right. Ives has got two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. Here's the snap and the shotgun. Wants to throw to his right. Pass is off the hands there of his intended receiver and falls incomplete. Looked like a pretty good route there for Nolan Hawkins, but he couldn't hold on, and he's down on the turf now.
And a lot of pressure again. Ives just doesn't have a whole lot of time to get rid of the ball. So he looks at his first option as the receiver, doesn't really have enough time to check down and go to his second or third option. So it's first option or run it.
Hawkins is able to bounce back up here, and we'll be able to walk off the field, so glad to see that. And third down and about 5 to go here for BGs. They're trying to put some more points on the board.
So interesting to see here, we're 3rd and 5. We've come out in the second, when I say we, the Bobcats have come out in the second half, and done, as you just said, a lot more passing this half than what we saw in the first half, or even a couple of weeks ago when we saw them against Oneana. So 3rd and 5, another pass play coming up.
And here is Ives. This time he's going to tuck it and run. Tries to bounce right up the middle. Going to be close to the first down, but just a little short. Actually, maybe about 2 yards short. And so gets to about the 20-yard line. 4th down and about 2 to go.
I go and I pat Warner on the left hip, and I say, I'm coming through this C gap. Right? I'm coming through the B gap. I'm coming through this B gap. I'm right behind you. You're 310 pounds. Let's get it done.
Well, as I glance over now, I was looking at the line. Warner actually on the sideline at the moment.
Oh, he is.
So let's see if they can dial something else up here. BG on this 4th down and 2 to go. They do want to run to that side that Warner is normally on. And lunging forward here is Ives, but I don't think he got it. It's going to be close.
So that's exactly the play that we called. But without Warner in there, it's going to be first down for the Warriors.
So the Sydney defense holds, and BG comes up empty. And so late in this third quarter, with 2:45 to go, Sydney leading 44-12, the Warriors will get it back once again here as the rain really has started to come down here in this third quarter.
So they've got a freshman in there. They did have a freshman in there at right guard. And I think that was Levi Gregory, 6'3", 265 pounds. So
maybe trying some different things. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's a promising young man right there.
And he does have his arm wrapped up almost like he's got the foam on it. I see him over on the sideline now, almost like when you have the broken arm and then they wrap it in the foam and the tape.
Yeah.
So maybe just trying to get some different guys some reps. So. Nothing doing on first down for the Warriors, so we'll have 2nd down and 10 as they now go right to left here late in this third quarter. Again, leading BG 44-12 with 2:10 to go in the third. Here's Mosier, wants to throw to the outside, pass is complete, and this is going to be good for a Sydney first down to Harrington, and he'll run out of bounds at about the 36-yard line, and when Sydney gets to the edge with that speed, it's hard to stop for BG.
Yeah, so Zach Harrington has some real quickness. So it's always interesting to talk about quickness and to talk about speed. Like, Peyton Mosier just has down-and-out speed. All right, you can just run, and he is so fast. It's, you know, almost as fast as Liam, or maybe not, now he is as fast as Liam. And Harrington just has that quickness.
Here's Harrington running up the middle, slashes forward for about 4 yards on first down as Sydney goes right to left. They're out to about the 39-yard line.
So all the passing that's going on behalf of the Bobcats has turned this third quarter into a little bit longer than the first two quarters, but we're running out of time here. A minute 15 left to go in the third.
Sydney leading 44-12. And a second down and about 6 to go for the Warriors as they look to approach midfield. They'll hand off to Harrington. No, it's a little miscommunication. Ball is on the turf. And we'll see who comes up with it here off of this fumble. Bottom of the pile. We have not seen an official signal yet.
See, and that's one of the, you know, you look at the pros and the cons of doing this.
The
type of offense that they have where the quarterback decides the actual play. So we're going to call this play. We're going to hand it off to the fullback. We're going to keep it myself. I, as the quarterback, make that final decision. And sometimes, if I don't make the decision quick enough, the running back thinks that he's keeping the ball and he's going to latch down on it, and that's what happened there, I think.
Sydney did get it back, and it's a third down now with 20 seconds to go. Here in the third quarter, pass is complete to Kevin McEwen. And he is into BG territory and brought down at the 35-yard line. On the tackle for the Bobcats is Aiden Hawkins.
Offensive line is doing a phenomenal job. Mosier had all day for that pass. That was a pretty slow developing wheel route that McEwen ran into the left and left flat. And Mosier had 3-4 seconds time to get rid of that ball.
Clock is going to run out here in the third quarter. Fourth quarter coming up, and Sydney is on the march once again. It's Sydney 44 and BG 12. We'll be back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
44-12, the Sydney Warriors on top of BG as we start the fourth quarter. And it's Nate Lull and Ed Curley with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com as the Sydney Warriors looking for another victory in the second to the last week of the high school football season here. And about one quarter away from putting another W in the win column here.
So you told me I'd be home by 9:30.
Oh,
is that going to happen?
It's 8:48, so
we got to stop the pass. Got to stop the incomplete passes.
Yes,
and get the clock rolling.
I usually figure that if I'm doing a Sydney game, it's always going to take a little bit longer. They like to milk that clock and to use up as much of it as they can. A handoff here to start the fourth quarter to Harrington on first down. We switch ends of the field, and on first down, it's good for about 2 yards.
I would anticipate that Sydney will just keep the ball on the ground, try to run this clock down, get this game over with, and call it a night.
And so this will be a second down now for the Sydney Warriors. Here is the snap for Peyton Mosier in the shotgun, waiting for the play to develop. Might be changing it here at the line. Barks out a couple of signals. Second down and about 8 to go. Here's the snap. Fakes it. Goes to the left. Wants to throw over the middle and almost picked off there by BG as sliding through on the coverage was Noah Patton.
So that's the second time that Mosier's rolled out to his left and made a kind of an errant throw. That one was almost intercepted. The first time he did it, we were going the other way in the second quarter, I believe, and overthrew his receiver. This time he threw it into coverage, and he was fortunate that it wasn't picked off.
So this will be a third down and about eight to go here for the Sydney Warriors with 11:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney now going left to right. Here's the snap. Mosier wants to run to the right side, wants to throw, and this one is behind his intended receiver, Alec Fogarty, incomplete for the Warriors, and fourth down coming up.
So that's an easier throw for the quarterback, rolling out to the right. It's more of a normal throw. Your left shoulder is already pointed down the field. It was just a little wobbly throw, and, you know, running full speed and trying to throw the ball accurately, they do it a whole lot. On Sunday afternoon, they make it look a whole lot easier than it really is.
Fourth down here for the Sydney Warriors. They're in four down territory, and with this lead, they feel comfortable going for it here as the play comes in from Coach Zern. And waiting for the snap here is Mosier. It's a little high. He's able to rip it down, rolls to his right, lofts one up, and he's got a wide open Kevin McEwen through his hands and incomplete. If he catches that, he's in for six, but maybe a slippery ball here in this rain, and it's incomplete.
And it was a little high snap to begin with, so I'm wondering if there's a new center in there. And a little bit of a high throw, so maybe the ball is wet, and Mosier lost the grip, and McEwen kind of got his fingertips on it, but as you say, the ball is probably a little wet, a little slick. So without the stick'em, back in the 80s, you know, they used to be able to put stick'em on their hands, at least on the pro level. Without that stick'em tonight, it's tough to grab those slippery balls.
So BG will take over on downs. This ball will be at about the 32-yard line here for the BG Bobcats.
And Warner's still not in there, I don't think.
Yeah, he's still over on the sideline, and didn't see any sort of a very obvious injury or anything. Maybe they're just trying some new things here late in the season. Ives on a little sweep to the right wing side, pushed out of bounds, maybe a gain of two on the play.
So they tried a little misdirection that the end on the right side came across to the left and made the linebackers follow him across, and then Ives took off to the right. Not a huge success, maybe a pickup of one or so on the play.
So BG again with the ball going right to left at the 32-yard line. They're in the white tops with the gray pants and the navy blue helmet here tonight. Sydney's in the all-gray with the maroon and the white trim. The Sydney S on the side of those gray helmets. With 10:50 to go in this fourth quarter, Ives wants to throw. Steps back in the pocket, has nowhere to go, and he gets wrapped up. He's still trying to fight out of it, but he is brought down. And leading the charge there for Sydney was Anthony Giordano.
So still not a whole lot of time. He had maybe 2 seconds to find an open receiver, but you know, at the high school level, having 2 seconds or even 3 seconds to find an open receiver is an extremely difficult task to ask a high school quarterback to accomplish.
So this will be a third down and long here for BG, about a third and 20. With 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it's Sydney 44 and BG 12. And so BG coming up to the line, trying to get some offense going here in this fourth quarter. Ives in the shotgun. Drops back, wants to throw again, does, and this one is through the hands of his intended receiver and incomplete for BG as he was looking for Nolan Hawkins.
How many more games do you have?
Probably one, maybe two more on the radio this year.
All right.
Not tomorrow, just the Twitter updates, but we'll see what next week brings. We haven't been scheduling out that far just because things have been changing so fast.
So what you're telling me is you don't have anyone lined up.
I don't yet, no.
To do this job. Yeah.
For next week?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Well, unless Tim is back for maybe the season finale, I'm not sure.
Well, we all hope that Tim is back for the season finale.
And so BG is going to punt this. So I don't know if you're offering your service.
No, that's just the opposite, in fact. I'm turning my phone off.
And so here is another great punt for BG over the head of Mosier. Is going to bounce down to about the 32-yard line. And doing the punting duties again here tonight has been Ethan Gregory, and he's been spectacular.
I think Gregory is the MVP for the Bobcats tonight. Every punt, that's at least a 40-yard punt. He's done a phenomenal job getting rid of that ball. And has Mosier returned a punt? I'm not sure that he has.
Yeah, maybe one that rolled up to him. But most of the time it's been over his head. And it's been good for BG to roll back and just down that in a safe spot.
So let me back up for a second. So how many games would I have to do to get a WCDO blazer like what Frank Gifford wears?
Oh, or, wow. You know. Well, I'm still waiting on that from Greg.
Oh,
so, you know.
Then never mind. I'm really busy. I'm sure I'm tied up next week.
Here is the snap to Mosier on first down. He bobbled it. He was able to pull it back down. Little stutter step back across the 40. There's Mosier, shot out of the cannon, and he's cutting back to the left wing side. And BG's hot in pursuit, but I don't think they're going to catch him. And Mosier is going to be off for a 70-yard Sydney TD. Wow, for Peyton Mosier.
Wow, phenomenal run. He was stacked up in the backfield or at the line of scrimmage and just sidestep, and just scampered down the field. Sherman tried to catch him from behind, but... You know, as we said earlier, Mosier has some great speed, and he's probably I'm sure that he's the fastest one on the field out there tonight.
You know, a couple times it looked like BG was going to be able to haul him down there for a short gain, and then he just hit the jets, bounced through the middle of the field, and he was gone.
So I remember, oh boy, this is back when the Trevor Hallequist.
Yeah, a couple years ago for BG.
Was the quarterback here, and
here's the two-point conversion real quick, and BG breaking through the line there and stopping that as breaking through the line for BG was Ethan Gregory.
And BG was playing up here, and Sydney had a substantial lead. I don't remember how much it was, but maybe 25, 30.
I want to say it was like 30-0 at halftime.
Yeah. Yep. And so, you know, the parents are on the Sydney coaches, you know, put your second string in, your whatever. And so you could see that partway through the third quarter, that was starting to take place. And then the next thing you knew, BG started coming back, right? So
yes.
Now they're within 20, now they're within 12, and now they're within 8. I think they got all the way down to like 8 points.
Yeah.
It was and so, you know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, we have to be really careful about how fast we cut back, how fast we put in our second string or our third string. And BG never gave up. They just never gave up.
No, and, yeah, that was Trevor Hallequist, his senior year.
Yep.
Switched over from soccer to football, led BG to the playoffs for the first time in a long time.
He was a great athlete.
Yes.
Probably still is a great athlete, but...
Yes. A future podcast guest, trying to rope him into coming on, talk to him the other day.
And that's a question that you can ask him.
Yeah, how was that game?
Yeah.
What was the attitude that day to come back? As BG returns it with Sherman out to about the 20, and I know they were fired up to come back in that game. Didn't work out. Sydney did go on to win, but it was a nice comeback that night by the Bobcats.
But at the same point, it was an exciting game to watch, and you're thinking, oh, boy, did they take it too easy too soon.
9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here tonight, and Sydney has a 50-12 lead over BG. And I was thinking about that game earlier when, you know, Sydney jumped out. It was 22-0 here tonight, and then BG scored, and they got the ball back. It looked like they were going to score right there before the half, and I said, well, this feels like deja vu all over again. But Sydney has been able to have a pretty heavy dose of Peyton Mosier tonight with those touchdown plays. Let's see, he's got one, two, three, he's got five. Again, he matched himself here tonight. Five, well, actually, no, he had six against Onia, so he'd have to get one more. But here for BG, no doubt. Yeah, still a lot of time for Peyton. He's had a heck of a season, that's for sure, here this spring.
Well, so the Bobcats are not letting up. I'm not sure the Warriors are either. I see a couple of second-team players in there. But as we've said all night long, when you've only got six or eight or nine players standing on the sideline, you know, your second-teamers play, you know, during the game whether you need them to or not. Well, if you need them to, that's why they're playing probably.
So here's BG on a second down and 10 to go. They're in their own end of the field at about the 20-yard line going right to left. And here is the Bobcats on offense once again. Garrett Ives with a run to the right side, good for about 4 yards.
So while they've been trying to throw the ball pretty much all of the third quarter, now we're coming out with some runs. Clock is running, less than 8 minutes left to go in this game. Third and maybe along 5 or 6 yards. We're going to run the ball again. They've had limited success passing. They've had some open receivers. They just have not been able to connect as often as they would like to.
So a third down here for BG as they try to work their way out of their own territory, going right to left. Here's Ives in the shotgun. He's got a man in motion. That's Stevens. Ives rolls back, cuts back to the left side. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Ives is going to be close. Yes, got the first down out to the 35 before he is brought down there by Mosier.
So he had two warriors waiting for him at the line of scrimmage. Fancy footwork, ran around both of them, picked up five or six, and just enough for the first down.
Calkins was in on that tackle as well. So BG moves the chains out to about the 36-yard line here. And again, it's been a busy day. We'll have lots of scores for you after tonight's game, both football, volleyball, soccer, field hockey. Another busy day, so make sure to check that all out at WCDOsports.com. And you can find my Twitter page there as well. And tomorrow's another busy day as well. And I said, I think I'm really looking forward to that Delhi and Harpersville-Afton game tomorrow at 4 o'clock over at Delaware Academy tomorrow. Here's the snap on a first down. They'll look to go to Sherman out of the outside, hesitates for a minute, and drives his way forward, knocked out of bounds, maybe a two-yard gain there for BG.
So as I'm standing here looking down at the sideline, I see Chris Prentice standing down there, number 70. He was another one of my players. He's there with Kevin McEwen and Zach Harrington. They were all on that same Pee-wee team, and we had a pretty good team. I don't remember what our record was, probably 5-1, maybe something like that. And I'm amazed at how big Chris is. I don't know. He's got to be 6'2", and it looks like he's 235, 240, maybe even bigger than that.
Well, he's had a nice game here tonight on the line, along with John Mark Crawford and some of those guys. And he's been in on a bunch of tackles, so that is it's been good to see for all these guys. Must have been their learning when they... You know, we're young, all the learning they did.
Yeah.
Here's BG on a little tuck and run for Ives. Spins forward, won't go down, and he's going to pick up the first down out to the 48-yard line. We do have a flag on the play, though.
That looks like it's going to be a face mask, but I thought it was more of a horse collar in the back, but he wasn't brought down by a horse collar, so it's got to be a face mask.
5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Sydney 50 and BG 12. Make sure to stay tuned after the game. We'll have our quick post-game show with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And so we'll have two award winners from the winning team here tonight and one from the losing team here tonight as well. So we'll pick those for you after tonight's game. And BG's going to move the chains here on that call, Ed.
Yeah, so now we just need to make sure, we being the Sydney Warriors, need to make sure that we don't make silly mistakes. And so that's one of them, a face mask. It wasn't intentional because he wasn't brought down by the face mask, so he touched the face mask, let go of it, but it's still a 15-yard penalty. So as the coach, I'm just saying, look, let's play smart, let's be good, let's keep the play in front of us, let's not make silly mistakes.
Ball at the Sydney 38-yard line. Clock continues to move. We're down to 5:10 to go. Sydney leading 50-12 here tonight over Bainbridge Guilford. And a handoff to Stevens, muscles his way across the 35 down to the 32, and he's tackled right there.
So one of the toughest positions to teach is the defensive end or outside linebacker, because you want, as that position or as that player in that position, you want to always go after the ball and crash down and go inside and get that ball. Well, you have to be disciplined enough to do your job, stay outside, keep leverage, don't let anybody get around you, don't get pinched, and whoever's on the far side for the Warriors got pinched, and was that Stevens that ran that ball?
Yes.
He was able to get around the end because the defensive end was out of position.
Looks like we'll have an official timeout here as they're looking to...
Doing something with Ives. Now they're...
They came into the backfield there. Yeah, it looked like they were... now they're going to get the clock rolling again. I don't know if they were just getting things set.
Chin strap or something, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So they gave Ives a little extra second there. Now BG will roll up to the line here with 4.5 to go. Sydney leading 50-12. But BG is on the march once again here inside the 35 at about the 32-yard line. And here is the handoff for BG. They go to Sherman. He's going in the wrong direction, goes back to the 40. Sydney defense is there, and they're going to roll him out of bounds. A good tackle there by Charlie Deal.
So I like to watch not necessarily the player with the ball. I like to watch the ancillary things that are going on the field. What are the offensive linemen doing? What are the defensive linemen doing? So that play I was watching, that freshman from BG, number 77 there, Levi Gregory. And I don't, is this his first game? It's obviously his first season, because I don't think he can play varsity in eighth grade, right? So he held his own. So here we have a freshman that's going up against a pretty good Sydney defensive line, and he held his own.
So here is BG on a third down and about six to go. And this is going to be a QB keeper here for Ives. Slides forward, tackled at about the 30, so he is short. And on the tackle there for Sydney, looked like Cameron Saudi was in there, as well as Cameron Russo.
So that'll bring up fourth down. We've got 3 minutes and 16 seconds left to go in the game. Obviously, we're going to go for it, right? It's fourth and three or fourth and a long two. What's the play? I think we run right guard through the B gap.
Yeah.
Give it to Ives again. All we got to do is get 2 yards. So let's go B gap on two. Let's do this play on two. See if we can get them to jump off sides.
So here is Ives again, looking to his right. He does have two wide receivers over there. Wants to run. That's exactly what Ed wants him to do. Cuts back. He's got a first down and more. Keeps those feet pumping, and he's going to be in for a BG touchdown with 2:35 to go. They go for it on fourth down, and it pays off for Ives.
Imagine that. He ran right through the B gap right where we called it.
So about a 20-yard TD run. Well done.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good play. Good call. Good call, Coach.
And so BG with the touchdown makes it 50-18. They trail now with 2:35 to go. And Ives with a good run there for Bainbridge Guilford, scoring his third touchdown of the night. Actually, no, he's run for two, and he threw the other one to Stevens. So
we've got a kicker. We're going to kick this one.
They did try kicking earlier, and it did get blocked. Nolan Hawkins will be attempting the extra point here. So Hawkins, the sophomore kicker for the Bobcats, hold is good, kick is up, and that is through.
Good. Wow.
So that will make it 50-19 with 2:35 to go. We're going to step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back once again. It is Nate Lowe and Ed Curley with you tonight on WCDO. And with 2:35 to go in this contest here at Sydney's Alumni Field, it's Sydney now leading at 50-19 as BG scores on that last drive.
How often do you see a high school kicker that is consistently accurate?
Boy, consistently accurate. I would say in the last 5-6 years of doing this, I've seen maybe two that were truly consistent. One was Trevor Hallequist, who went on to kick in college a little bit at Cortland. And Tioga had a kicker a couple of years ago who they would trot him out routinely for 25-30 yarder, and he was good on some of those state championship run Tioga teams. But besides that, it's very, very hit or miss.
So years ago, Sydney had a few that I can remember. Mike Guerriere, who was an excellent soccer player, and I think his senior year he came over and played football, but he was very consistent at field goals.
Here is 2.5 to go, and Sydney will run it up the middle to about the 30-yard line. And I would like to have another guest on my podcast, Norwich football head coach Mike Christie, who is one of the great all-time Section 4 athletes, was from Oxford.
He was a great basketball player from Oxford.
Yeah, good, very good three-sport athlete. Went on and played college football, and he still holds some of the Section 4 kicking records.
Oh.
So I would love to get his thoughts on kicking, and went on and played in college as well. So
That's just a specialty that really no one teaches, at least not at the high school level. And if you're fortunate enough to have someone with the talent, okay, we'll let you kick, but we don't have anybody that can coach you.
Well, I remember talking to Coach Lorimer for BG, and Trevor came and played his senior year there, played football, and he said to Trevor that they needed to try to work on that kicking as much as he could. He thought that was really the ticket to be able to play at a Division III school, and it turned out to be so. So they worked a lot on that year. But, again, you just don't see it. You really don't. So here with a minute 20 to go, Sydney leading 50-19.
It's kind of like golf, you know. It doesn't look that hard.
Right. I can do that.
Yeah, I can hit that little white ball, or I can kick that ball through those uprights. It doesn't look that hard.
Third down and about three to go. And here is Peyton Mosier again, Sydney going left to right. They'll hand off to the outside. Good for a Sydney first down to the 40, out to the 45, to the 50. And this is Chris Moreno doing the running here on the last two running plays for Sydney, doing a nice job.
So Sydney will just keep the ball on the ground or less than a minute left to go in this game, and no sense in putting the ball in the air and stopping the clock and having someone get hurt or extending this game any longer.
And so the ball right at midfield, so another victory here for Sydney. And over the last 2 weeks, victories over Walton here at home. They beat Oneonta on the road, picking up the win over BG here today. This Warriors team, after a little bit of a rough start, played some very good teams to start the season. They've done a very good job the last couple of weeks. So 20 seconds left. This should be our last play here, as it looks like Mosier, yes, will take a knee. And so our final score here tonight is going to be Sydney 50 and BG 19.
A more exciting game, really, than what the score will tell us. And like I said earlier, when you look at it on Nate's Twitter feed later tonight or tomorrow, the score of 50-19 looks like a blowout. And it really is a blowout. But I think the game was much closer than what the score will tell us.
So our final score is Sydney 50, BG 19. We'll be back with our awards and the postgame show in just a minute on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back one last time as the Sydney Warriors win at home here on senior night as well, 50-19 over the BG Bobcats. And again, just a quick look at our stats in case you're just jumping in the car heading home or anything. The real star of the show tonight was Peyton Mosier. Again, let's see, ran the first one in, ran the second one in. Yeah, he's going to finish with the five rushing touchdowns here tonight. On the other side, it was Garrett Ives with the three BG touchdowns, throwing for one to Michael Stevens and then running for the other two. Zach Harrington gets a touchdown here tonight, and Skyler Rowe catches that trick play pass as well, scoring for Sydney. So Sydney did it in a variety of ways here tonight. They had a very good job for the Warriors, and they're continuing to click.
Yeah, so it's just exciting to watch these kids play, and it's unfortunate that they have to play the football season in April, but on the other side, it's fortunate that they're able to play at all. So I'm sure these kids are thrilled to be out on the field, and they have another week or so to go. And as we said earlier, as soon as the season's over, within a month or two, they start thinking about it all over again. Yeah. And 7-on-7 comes up pretty soon in July and August, or June and July. Start playing 7-on-7, and then August is right around the corner.
Let's get into our three awards to wrap things up here tonight. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank. They've been supporting local high school sports on WCDO for many, many years, and for more than 150 years, they have served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think tonight, pretty easy one, Peyton Mosier with those 5 touchdowns. Great to see as all the seniors are out at midfield right now taking some photos, having a big hug. So we'll give Peyton Mosier our Outstanding Offense Award tonight.
Sounds like a great idea.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. I was thinking of going with John Mark Crawford here from Sydney. He was just part of a tremendous group on the line tonight that was, as we talked about all night, had the speed, had the discipline, and was able to break through and make some great plays.
Yeah, I think you could have given that to any one of those defensive down linemen for the Warriors. It was just a really solid defensive line.
And lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm torn between Garrett Ives and Michael Stevens tonight. Both played very well for the Bobcats. You got any thoughts there, Ed?
Well, Ives had 3 touchdowns. Stevens did really well. He had some really long runs, a couple of catches, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. I think that I would have to go with Ives, especially
yeah.
He wasn't even the starting quarterback, right?
No.
So Beams was the starting quarterback,
yeah.
So we've got the backup quarterback that comes in and scores 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, so we'll give Garrett Ives our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award here tonight.
Well, but before you finish,
mm-hmm.
I think that we need to give the Nate Lull Podcast Punters Award
yes.
to Gregory,
yes.
Right?
Ethan Gregory was spectacular tonight. He some of the best punting I've seen all season. That's for sure.
There is no such award. We just made
no,
it up.
No, we made it up. But hey, that's how it works. So, well, Ed, we said we'd get you home by 9:30. I think we might be able to get that done.
Good thing I live around the corner.
That's a good thing you do. So, well, I really appreciate you coming in. Called you again at 4:30 today, and you bailed me out. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Also, a big thank you to Jim Tamayo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We will have at least one more game for you this season. Next week, and if you're interested in that Delhi and Harpersville Afton game tomorrow, we'll be doing the live Twitter updates for a 4:00 kickoff over at Dave Kelly Field in Delhi. Looking forward to that. So, again, our final score tonight, Sydney defeats BG 50-19. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.